Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. Welcome, everybody. It's a beautiful morning here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The sunrise was great this morning. It was in my rear view mirror until I got over to turn south to come down to the radio station, and really pretty, very, very nice colors. And it was 48 degrees when I got up. We're into some nice, cool weather. It's a great time to garden, and we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about some of the things going on in Howard's garden, and talk about what's going on in yours as well. If you have any questions about gardening or landscaping, landscape design, pest control, a few little pest issues popping up that I wanted to bring up that you need to keep an eye on, and we'll talk about anything else you'd like to discuss. If you're getting a new project going, or if you've got some issues with an existing landscape project or a farm or a ranch or whatever, we'll try to give you some help. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. My tea's loaded this morning. Let's see what I put in there. I went back to kind of the my favorite recipe, OSHA Green. Organic green teas in there. Wise Monkey, that's the tea made from coffee leaves. And what else did I put in there? Oh, yeah, I put quite a bit of ginger in there. I think ginger is really good for you and probably ought to be in there all the time. I kind of got away from having it in my tea on a regular basis because I was trying out those new ingredients. But it's good. Also put some honey in, a little bit of raw honey in this morning. Let's see. I got to talk about the SPCA report, and the mystery photo is up. By the way, I don't think anybody got the mystery last week, and it was kind of interesting. It was, if you remember seeing it, or if you can still see it, I assume you can on Instagram. If not, we need to put those in a gallery somehow or another and identify them, because there's been some that haven't been identified. The one last week, or it was recently, I think it was last week, it was tendrils of coral vine. Coral vine's a beautiful vine. Mine's in bloom right now. It's a dark pink, almost a red one, and it's in bloom. It has blooms scattered out on the vine in a wider range, not solid across the entire vine like it usually does this year. And that's probably from that big freeze that we had in February. Still pretty and still attracting beneficial insects like crazy. But coral vine, apparently, even though it's tough and comes back every year, probably got a little bit of damage from that heavy hit that we got. Got to about zero, a little lower than that around here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But anyway, that mystery photograph last week was the tendrils of that vine, which are the little growths that go out and grab something and pull the plant over and help it climb. And the tendrils are interesting in this case because they form a zigzag. It's a perfect zigzag, and each zag twirls around. And twirls around nothing. It just makes a little knot if it's not holding on to something. And if it's holding on to something, that's how it grabs and continues to grow. And I don't think anybody got that. That was a little bit obtuse, I guess. But some of them we put up are really easy, and some of them are not. I think today's will be a pretty easy, if not real easy, to get. So where is it? Well, it's right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. It's D-I-R-T. D-O-C-T-O-R, dirtdoctor.com, and the pictures at the top of the page will rotate, and there's different things. There's videos, and there's various informative things, photographs of my garden and various things that come up, and it's the last one that comes up. To go to it instantly, just click on the little round button that's at the bottom of the photograph, and it'll take you right to it. I tell you, Larry called in mighty early this morning, so I'm going to go ahead and help him call in from Garland, and then we'll get back to a few other things. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Howard. How are you today?
Doing well. What can I do for you?
Well, I think I've got a little carpenter ant problem on my house.
Okay.
And I've been wanting to ask you some questions about beneficial nematodes in general, and I was wondering if that's one of those things that would really help that.
Well, that's a good question, because carpenter ants are primarily up above the ground. They may have one of their life cycles down in the ground. I'm not positive about that. If they do, the beneficial nematodes would help. The beneficial nematodes will help control any insect pest that has one of its life cycles down in the ground to a degree anyway. It's more effective on some insects than others, as you might expect. The
right.
best control of carpenter ants is orange oil. Have you tried it yet?
No.
Well, orange oil.
But I'm getting...
Orange oil works in a couple of different ways on carpenter ants. It kills them. If you can contact the carpenter ants with the orange oil, and usually if they're up working on a windowsill or, you know, some part of the house, you can usually get to them to do that.
Right.
And you spray a solution of 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water, and it kills. But the other thing that it does, it sets up, if you clean with it and spray with it and clean with it, either one, it's a nice air freshener. But it sets up a repelling situation for the ants that they don't like, and they stay away from it.
Okay. So I could spray that outside kind of on the – just above the foundation of my house and probably do some good too, huh?
Probably so. Use it outside at 2 ounces per gallon of water or a little less than that. And you can spray it and hit the plants with it, and it won't hurt the plants. That's the point of that rate. We'll sometimes use it stronger than that if we're not hitting plants with it. But if you're hitting plants and you mix it stronger than that, it has a little bit of a herbicidal effect. It'll burn a plant tissue.
Yeah, I've had that problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you give us a little primer on beneficial nematodes in general?
Sure.
And I was wondering, is a nematode a nematode as far as beneficial is concerned? Are there different types? Do I have to do it every year? Or,
well, those are good questions, and the answer is yes and no. The beneficial nematodes that we use, if you call or right, one of the insectaries that we have mentioned on our website. We put the ones on there. We're not dealing with any of them direct, other than we know who they are, and we put the ones on there that we have a comfort level with. If they sell beneficial nematodes, they sell the nematodes that you need to get. There are different kinds, and some are better for certain pests than for others, but they all work in general. And the people that you buy them from, when you talk to them, they can give you some help on that. We've got some information on the website, too, about which nematodes are best for what plants to get the most effectiveness on fleas and ticks and grub worms and things like that, for example. There are harmful nematodes. There are pest nematodes. The one that's the most common is called the root knot nematode. And that's the one you see when you pull up your tomato plants or your pepper plants at the end of the season, or even during the middle of the season sometimes if they're doing badly. You pull them out of the ground, and the roots are covered with knots all over the entire root. That's a dead giveaway that root knot nematodes have invaded your plants, and they'll do a lot of damage. There are many different kinds of nematodes, to answer your question. There's a lot of them that are harmful, and there's a lot of them that are beneficial. But when you buy from one of the insectaries, they primarily sell one called Steiner Nema, and one called heterohepatitis, and both of those will, some, like I said, help with certain pests more than others, but they both work on all pests across the board to a degree.
Okay, so other ants other than carpenter ants would be included in what a beneficial nematode would handle?
Well, it's kind of interesting. They don't, if people that use them on a regular basis don't see the beneficial insects getting hurt, and so there seems to be some natural balance, and they don't hurt any of the ants other than the ones that are pests. I'm going to have to take a break. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else, because it's fine if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back after this.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Crazy Water. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Crazy Water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for taste, health, and body balance. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find nearby stores across Texas. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And Larry wanted to chat a little bit more, so let's see what else he's got on his mind. Larry, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What else can I do for you?
So, well, I've been using some garlic to control mosquitoes in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I've mixed this stuff up, and I'm keeping it in a jug in the refrigerator out. And is there a shelf life on that? Or?
Well, that's a good question. Garlic oil spray and garlic pepper tea both have an interesting kind of a shelf life. Garlic will remain good pretty much indefinitely as far as the garlic smell. The hot pepper in the garlic pepper mix tends to dissipate some. So you've got the garlic smell, which is what, you know, gives you a lot of the value of using a garlic product, stays around there for a while. But there is one little issue with either one of them, and that is if you leave – Garrett juice would be the same way. If you leave them around too long, even in a refrigerator, it'll go slower in a refrigerator than it will if it's just out in room temperature. But in either case, you'll develop a clumpiness on the surface of the liquid material. And what that is biological activity getting going in the product. It doesn't ruin the product, but it does make it where it will clog up in your sprayer. So you need to strain that out, and it's good stuff. I mean, just throw it in the compost pile or around plants on the soil, and it actually gives you some pest resistance that way too.
Okay, so if you're going to use pepper in it, it's better to grind that up and put it in at each application instead.
It would be best because the hotness will go down some in storage.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, that's helpful. Can I throw something in?
Sure. You bet.
I just want to remind people that if you hear something you like and you didn't take a note and you can't remember, you can always go to your website, replay these, and if you know what hour you listen to, you can pretty much go right to it.
I appreciate that, Larry. I ought to mention that more myself.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, we've got all kinds of ways to listen to the show. Of course, you can listen live here. If you're listening for the first time, we're on live 3 hours here broadcasting on the Salem Network. We're on K-Sky in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but we're on about 200 stations across the country. Some run all 3 hours, some stations run two, and some run one. You can also listen to me live on the computer because it's streamed live, and you make contact on that through the radio part of the website, dirtdoctor.com. And then also the podcasts of each hour are there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com for you as well. We have a lot of people that listen that way. The only negative about it is if you hear something that you need clarification on, or if you need to talk to me or whatever, you don't have that ability when you're listening to the podcast. The advantage is that you can listen whenever you want to. And then there's one other way you can listen to the show, and that is on the app. It's a Dirt Doctor app, and most of the time it's working fine. You can listen 24/7 there to it running in a loop on the app. So whatever helps you the most, we'll try to make the information easy to get out there for you. And if you're not familiar with DirtDoctor.com, it's a website that covers this natural organic philosophy and programs and details and all. And you can find whatever you're looking for. The easiest way to go is just to type in what you're looking for in the search window that's up at the top right-hand corner of DirtDoctor.com, and it'll pull up. By the way, somebody brought up last week or the week before something that I need to mention from time to time. When you do a search on DirtDoctor.com, if you want information on nematodes, for example, or on garlic, like we've been talking about, you type it into that window and hit search, go to the information on the search. The first thing that comes up is Google Ads, and that throws people a little bit because we don't have anything to do with that at all. We can control it to a degree that it doesn't have things we don't recommend, to a degree anyway. But you can tell what's an ad and what's our information real easily. The ads will have a little square box that says ad in it, and you have to go down below that. It's not a long way to get to the things that we actually have on the website that are in the library. The library is the part of the website where everything is in alphabetical order. There's a table of contents. You can go there and you can look through it also. It'll be up at the information bar at the top of the page. You'll see it up there, so you can go that route or just type in what you're looking for in the search window. Telephone number to be with me is 8, and we have open lines right now at 866-444-3478. Let me tell you the good news and the bad news about the doggies today. Good news is, from previous features, Rihanna was adopted, so thank you for that. But there's a whole bunch of others that haven't been adopted yet. Today's dog is a real cutie. Annie, fun-loving two-year-old American pit bull. She doesn't look like she's got that much pit bull in her, but some. Not quite as much as our Nellie. 75 pounds. She looks great. Her information's right on our website under the SPCA button. You can go to spca.org/findapet, set up an appointment, go see her. I'll tell you a little bit more about Annie when I come back because I got to run right now. Howard Garrett's Dirt Doctor, back with you after this.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and just kind of rushed Annie, the dog at the SPCA. I want to tell you a couple more things. She's a... Like I said, a two-year-old pit bull terrier mix, looks really sweet, says she's really sweet. Happy gal with lots of energy and pep, likes to play with toys and go on energetic walks and hang out with her human friends. She's open to meeting other pups, but probably would be best in a home with children over the age of five to be able to to keep up with her. She's at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. And, again, you can start the process if you're interested in her or any other great dogs that we've talked about before. Their pictures and bios are right on our website along with Annie. Just go to dirtdoctor.com, click on the SPCA button. Wherever you are, from Seattle to Florida to Maine to Arizona or anything in between, really appreciate you supporting your rescue organizations out there. Just a great, great way to get a pet. And not just dogs, but other pets as well in a lot of cases. So back to the phones. Here is Kevin in Temple, Texas. Hey, Kevin.
Good morning. Well, I was listening to you on Bob Webster's show a couple of weekends ago, and at one point you all talked about a plant that was in the cucumber melon family, and it was the fruit is kind of like a cucumber or melon. It's, you know, small, and then you said at that point it was edible, But then when it got more mature, and I think you said it turned yellow, it wasn't as edible. And I've got a plant that came up in a area. It's not a vegetable garden area. I've never gardened in this area, but it's an area where I don't really have anything. I have a lot of large plants, and it was kind of a area that didn't have any plants under these large plants, and so I just let it go, and the vine just went everywhere, and now I have these, and the fruit came out, and the fruit at first was green. It looked like a little bitty watermelon, and now it has all turned yellow. It's about the size of a lemon, but it's really yellow. And I was wondering if that's the plant that you were talking about.
Well, there's about three plants that could be in that category, Kevin. I remember talking with Bob about a couple of them. One is a squash. It's called Tatumi, T-A-T-U-M-E, I believe, Tatumi. It's my favorite squash because it grows very quickly. It's not susceptible, for the most part, to the insects that you get on squash so much, you know, the squash borers and the squash vine borer and the squash bugs. And when it's young, it does look, it's green, it looks like a little watermelon, and you can just slice it and eat it. It's delicious. You can cook with it. It turns into a little bitty yellow pumpkin. So it might be edible, but it's pretty dense and small, and I don't think it would be very tender. I've never eaten one. They just, at that point, become kind of ornamental. So that could have been one we were talking about. The other vine that has a little edible fruit on it, and it's much, much smaller, it's more like the size of your thumb, is called cucumber vine, and it has little green cucumbers on it. It grows real fast, and it's a real light vine. You can pull it out and control it very easily. I covered it in a column I wrote for Dallas Morning News about vines not too long ago, so there's an article about it and also an entry on in the library on dirtdoctor.com. But yet again, the cucumbers are edible when young. When they get mature, they're not. They're probably even a little bit bitter and toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
It's probably okay. One of those two. The other one that ends up with a yellow fruit is passion vine, and its fruit is actually edible once it turns the yellow color.
Yeah, but passion vines have a beautiful flower,
right,
though, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah. Well, this area is kind of shady, and so that kind of threw me again because I would think that these types of plants want sun, and it gets some sun, but it's filtered sun, so... But anyway, well, thank you very much.
Well, the Tatumi squash does best in full sun and would kind of limp along in the shade. The little cucumber vine, and you can easily tell if it's cucumber vine, even if it doesn't have the cucumbers on it, because if you crush the leaves, they have a cucumber fragrance.
Fragrance, okay.
And it'll grow in sun or shade.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Good questions. And open lines, 866-444-3478. I'll make a note to myself here on a couple of things on there. That Tatumi squash is also in our organic vegetable gardening book that Malcolm and I did years ago. We get a lot of questions about it. I was telling somebody the other day, the two books that probably sell the most of my books are the vegetable gardening book and the bug book. The plant books do, if you're specifically interested in whatever group of plants that book covers. All my books are kind of specialized. I got a book on trees, a book on herbs, a book on lawn care. That's the most current one, by the way. So if you're having any issues with turf, it might be the one you want to take a look at. But two things. My books that have Texas in the name, that really throws a lot of people, especially if you're calling me from Delaware or from Colorado or something. But we tell people that pretty much across the board, my books work for people coast to coast and border to border if you adjust two things. The first one is timing. and we help with timing, especially in the vegetable gardening book, because we talk about doing things timing-wise relative to the first and last annual freezes. So you have to look up what the annual freeze date is in your area and then adjust it for planting times and harvesting times and things like that. But basically all the rest of the information in there is valid. The second one that's also in that category a little bit relates to specific varieties. And I recommend that wherever you are, even in Texas, we have specific varieties that do differently in East Texas and North Texas and South Texas anyway. So we're always recommending that people talk to local experts about that specific subject. We give you some guidelines, some of the best and the easiest things to grow. The vegetable gardening book also has photographs, not only of the plants, but of the seed. If you're ever interested in planting things from seed and you buy some and you do like I do, you put them in a plastic bag and don't label them very well and forget what they were, that part of the book can be helpful as well. Okay, let's see. What else was I going to do for you next? One quick thing, and I'm going to get into more in Howard's Garden, but one quick thing before I go to the phone. Ken, you'll be up just a second here. One pest that's popped up in my garden, and I'm sure it's going to be happening in a lot of your gardens out there as well, little green worms. It's a caterpillar. It's a worm of a moth. And I had shot holes all through the leaves of kohlrabi and one of my mustard greens. It was one of the greens. I think it was mustard greens and maybe one other plant. And I looked around, looked and couldn't find anything. I thought, well, I got a real hit-and-run artist here. And then finally I looked close enough to see it was these little bitty tiny green worms. They're not much longer than a quarter of an inch, but they can do a lot of damage at that size. BT products will knock them out. The Dipel, Thuricide, all those Bacillus thuringiensis products, or spinosad products, either one if you're having that issue. I used that new peppermint product, and I forget the exact name, peppermint surge or something like that. I'll look it up. It's one that they sent me to test out and take a look at. I used it just to see if it would work. And so I'll give you a report next week about whether it worked on that specific insect or not. BT products and spinosad definitely will work on that little beast and any other caterpillar that you have chewing on your valuable vegetables in your garden. Ken is calling from Kemp, Texas. Hey, Kim.
How you doing, sir? Hey, I had a real quick, easy question for you. I'm building a house out here and got it dried in, but it's open underneath. It's a pier and beam set up,
mm-hmm.
not concrete. And I've noticed that, boy, the ants are just going crazy. I don't know if it's just that time of year for them to try to find something different. But I've got a lot of fire ants, too. And I know that, you know, you have a video on how to treat individual mounds. And it works great. I've actually used it before.
Good.
But I'm talking about 1,000 square foot that this house is going to sit on. And I was just wondering if there was something I could spray underneath to kind of keep them down, at least try to control them.
Yeah, there's a couple of things you can do. Ants are kind of exploding all over the place. We've had an invasion of them at our house as well. You can dust diatomaceous earth in areas like under the foundation where it's going to be dry and, you know, not getting irrigated or rain on it, then the natural DE works pretty well. You can also use the boric acid products. There's also products that contain ivermectin, and ivermectin is a bait that they will eat and take back to their colonies and controls them very well. It's a chemical, but it's extremely low toxicity, and I really don't have a problem with it at all. It's, in my opinion, acceptable in an organic program. And then the ones that you can see, you can kill with orange oil, like I was mentioning to an earlier caller. And if you put out dry molasses right now, it'd be good for a couple of different reasons, but if you put out dry molasses right now on the whole site at somewhere between 15 and 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. It will control the fire ants and probably help you with some of the other ants around as well.
Okay, okay, okay. And what was that product you said that's low toxicity?
It's called Avermectin, and it'll be the active ingredient in some products, and there may be even Avermectin specific products. The people that do pest control on a commercial basis, they'll have those kind of baits, low toxicity baits for you. And if you go to a place that sells pesticides, you can find them there too.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Ken. And the number is 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com, spelled out D-I-R-T-D-O-C-T-O-R.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478. Have you heard that the old Farmer's Almanac says that we may have the coldest winter that we've had in years? So how do we get ready? Well, one thing is to put the freeze miser on all of your outdoor hydrants. No batteries or electricity, just some incredible technology that senses when the water in the lines fall below 37 degrees and then releases the exact amount of water that it needs. Ask for it by name at your favorite nursery, hardware, farm and ranch store, or log in to freezemiser.com. It's the freeze miser, and it works.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an OMRI-listed organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure. Growing Green is naturally slow-release for continuous feeding to build healthier soil and root systems through three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair for the soil, and trace mineral availability. Your lawns, flowers, trees, and vegetable gardens, and the potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green organic fertilizer. The commercial version of Garrett Juice is also available from Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Visit online at MedinaAg.com to learn more about this family of natural lawn and garden products. For the whole blooming garden, Medina makes it happen. 59 years young and always environmentally friendly, MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we have a mystery photo winner. I thought it'd be pretty fast. It was a close-up. I thought I should have made it a little closer than I made it. But it's a close-up of a passion flower. And David and I were talking about it. The passion flower is a herb. It is an edible plant, too. In fact, the flowers and the leaves and the stems and the fruit, after it matures to a hen egg size, the flesh of it is edible. Sometimes really good, sometimes not so good. It depends on the vine that you have. And on eating the flowers or using the flowers in teas, I would strongly recommend, just like I do on all large flowers, you don't use the whole flower. You just use the petals of the flower, not the reproductive part. The mystery photo is the reproductive part. Really interesting design, and it rotates around. It's how it helps the pollination. But anyway, passion vine, it's a great plant, beautiful plant. Some of them a little invasive, will spread all over the place, but also very beautiful. If you look at the entry we have on dirtdoctor.com, you can see one that I have that got hammered probably by the zero freeze that we had, but it'll probably come back limping along, and if not, I'll get another start from San Antonio from Bob Webster and Roberta. That's where it came from. But in the entry on dirtdoctor.com, you can see the one that I got from them. It's a white one, pure white. Every part of the flower is white. There's no other color in it. It's really, really beautiful. And pretty easy to grow. It, like I said, did get a little damage from this last February's freeze. Okay, let's see what Rose is up to. Whitney, Texas. Hey, Rose.
Hi. Well, I've been speaking with someone who's got a big field, and they've got cows and grazing in there, and they have a problem with mesquite trees coming up there, and they just don't want that in their field. And so they think they need to spray it because they're so hard to get, you know, rid of. You can dig them out individually, but I don't think they want to do that. So I was thinking about the product you mentioned for stumps, and it's actually gunpowder, and I don't remember the name of it, but would that work, or could they use 20% vinegar?
Well, a couple of things here, Rose. Mesquite management is something that you really need to kind of step back and think about from a little different angle. If you have large mesquite trees, in other words, large enough to have a trunk, that if you cut it down...
No, these are not. These are small, but a bunch of them, I guess.
Okay. So. Unfortunately, that's not good. That happens when you cut the big ones down, and a lot of people make the mistake of doing that, and then they get those bushy ones growing, and they're much, much more difficult to control. If you could cut them down, and if the stumps were still big enough to do it, you could drill holes in the stumps and use saltpeter, which is what you were thinking about. Saltpeter is potassium nitrate, and it is used in making gunpowder, and it's a, you know, basically a fertilizer, but it will kill them. So you can use that even on the bushy ones. It'd just be a lot more trouble to drill holes in, you know, all those different stems. This is also a place where you can control mesquite with competition by planting native grasses and by putting out shredded native tree trimmings and changing the quality of the soil and encouraging something else to grow. That works over a long period of time and, you know, is more tedious and all that kind of thing. There is one thing you can do, and it's not pure organic. Bob and I both recommend it to a degree, and that is you can mix molasses and diesel fuel, 50-50 diesel. And you can treat the stumps with it, and it kills them. It works very effectively, and I don't have a big problem about diesel contaminating the soil because from crude oil and then starting to break it down all the way down to gasoline, you know, it gets more toxic and more harmful for the environment the further it's broken, the further it's processed or further it's refined. Diesel's not refined very far. And so it actually, you know, functions as a somewhat, if it's not used too much in one area, it functions almost like a fertilizer. But using it with the molasses, it helps it break down quicker, but it also will destroy the base of the mesquites and do a good job of controlling them.
Yeah, and you're saying that'll work on the smaller
ones.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Gives you a couple of different ways to go, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, the best thing to do, I should point out one more time, though, if you have large mesquite trees, leave them there. Betty, what did you have something real quick? We're going to have a visitor coming up at the 9 o'clock hour.
Well, all it was is I sent you a picture yesterday, and I hope you got it, but it's a vine that is at my neighbor's house. And she doesn't know what it is.
Okay.
And it's beautiful. It has beautiful rose pink big blooms on it.
It's probably the coral vine like I was talking about. I haven't seen it yet. I'll look. I'm going to put you back on hold because I can talk to you off the air if I do have it and can identify. But take a look at coral vine. That may be what it is. Ross Pelton's going to be with us for a while, starting the next hour, and then we'll get back to talking landscaping and gardening with you. So don't go away. Howard Garrett, back after this.